What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Don't forget, today's the day. If you have a kid, you can take your kid to the Buck Memorial Library for their summer reading program kickoff with a kid, that is a goat, from Loud Dog Farm. That's today, 10 o'clock, Buck Memorial Library in Bucksport. The Maine Arts Commission is presenting Women of Integrity, an exhibition of drawings by Maine artist Maggie Libby as part of the Art in the Capital program. The exhibition will be on view through August 30th in the Statehouse Gallery in Augusta. An artist talk and public reception for Women of Integrity will be held at 3 p.m. this Friday. Women of Integrity is a portrait series that honors the lives and labor of women working across Maine's institutional and community settings. The collection raises the central question, how do we acknowledge women's seen, unseen, and often undercompensated labor in the workplace, communities, and families? Drawing is where I feel most myself, and I have worked at its practice for over 40 years, Maggie Libby said. It's cheap, accessible, and portable, instantly available as a way to absorb and really see what is around us. In recent years, Libby has shifted to drawing with her non-dominant hand. You could do this too, and embracing a freer, more expressive style. Again, the artist talk and public reception for Women of Integrity will be held at 3 p.m. this Friday, June 13th, at the State House Gallery. Do you receive Blue Hill Public Library's events email? If you don't, you're missing out. Every week, you find out what's happening at the library. Have you heard of the World War II history titled Book and Dagger? I hadn't either. But thanks to Library Executive Director Rich Boulay's column, I have now. Rich will tell you all about it.
Hi, Sarah. Actually, there's always a lot going on at the Blue Hill Library, as you already know. One thing that might be of particular interest is coming up on June 25th. Want some homework to prepare? I promise it's fun and easy, and it's about the bad guys getting vanquished by librarians. A while back, I was listening to my favorite radio show, On the Media, and heard an absolutely fascinating interview. Author Elise Graham was discussing her book called Book and Dagger, which argues that librarians, archivists, and professors won the war against Nazism. From that interview, quote, "These spies, these librarians and professors during World War II, they were chosen precisely because they would be overlooked. Some of them were working in the basement of the Library of Congress, reading all of these documents and pulling out unlikely kinds of intelligence from them. But a lot of them went undercover, and nobody suspected them of being spies. Rumor has it that to this day, the CIA does recruiting at the annual American Library Association conference." End quote. While I've never met a recruiter at a library conference, would I tell you if I had? You'll never know. I was captivated by the interview and thought, I wonder if she'd be willing to come to Blue Hill. I reached out. She was indeed willing. And she'll be here on Wednesday, June 25th at 7 p.m. for a Robert K. and Linda B. Slavin lecture, which seeks to bring distinguished speakers with expertise in a wide array of subjects to Blue Hill to share their knowledge on topics of importance to the community and the work. Now the homework part. If you want to get fired up for this event but don't have time to read the book, you can check out that episode of On the Media by searching for Wars Are Won by Stories in your favorite browser or podcast application. You'll find that interview posted on January 25th, 2025. If you do feel like reading the book, the library has three circulating copies that can be reserved right from our catalog or by calling us at 374-5515. What a great opportunity that's coming to the library. I hope you'll consider boning up ahead of time. Extra credit is available. See you at the library.
Who doesn't love librarian superheroes? Thanks, Rich. Book-loving listener, if you need more info on the event on Wednesday, June 25th, or how to get on that e-newsletter mailing list, go to bhpl.net. There's an author talk Wednesday night at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor. Jim Wright, the author of the lavishly illustrated The Real James Bond, will share a presentation on this renowned ornithologist. James Bond spent his summers on Mount Desert Island. He and his uncle Carl Sergeant Tyson wrote the classic field guide to the birds of Mount Desert. Bond also helped his uncle create the most famous set of bird prints in Maine. Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers is involved as well. You won't believe how, but you can find out on Wednesday, June 11th, 6:30 at the Bar Harbor Library.
Remember, double-check the date and time before you go to any event. We'd hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?